You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. India's government says it'll provide free vaccines to any adult. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said it'll start later this month. Up to this point, states and private hospitals have been left to administer shots to anyone 44 and younger. And though most states offer those vaccines at no cost, they were stuck vying for doses alongside the private sector. So far, just 5% of India's population has been fully vaccinated. Yesterday, new cases in the country were the lowest they'd been in 2 months. Next, the pandemic is triggering a significant shift toward automation as employers struggle to find people to work in person at places like restaurants. Now technology is filling roles like taking customer orders, and establishments and customers alike are getting used to it. It's a shift that could mean one day fewer servers are needed. It's still not entirely clear how the pandemic has affected jobs, but recent data shows that women have been disproportionately affected by unemployment over the last year, and automation may be a factor. And vaccination rates in the U.S. are dropping as we get closer and closer to President Biden's July 4th goal. The goal is to have 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated by Independence Day. So far, that number is sitting under 64%, and there's some concern that vaccination rates are dropping enough to threaten the country's chances of hitting that goal. Right now, the U.S. is averaging fewer than 1 million shots administered per day, even though states and businesses are introducing a slew of incentives. The White House is also trying to keep the number from stagnating. Last week, it said it had several new initiatives, including a partnership with Black-owned barbershops and salons to raise vaccine awareness. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.